Hare Krishna. As we announced, this is a session called Entering the Retreat. The teachers who will be giving classes throughout the coming sessions will now introduce to us their particular classes and already start churning the Krishna Katha, the Govardhan Katha. I will turn to Bhujan Prabhu and ask you, Bhujan Prabhu, who should start? What? Adi Purusha Prabhu. So it goes from this way. Okay.
May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be merciful unto me. By his grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vaigunya Kitakalita Paisunya Vranapidita Dainaranaveni Magnoham Chaitanya Vaidya Masraye. I'm filled with germs of material defects and I'm covered with boils of envy. Submerging myself in the ocean of humility, I take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya, Chaitanya Vaidya, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna. Mystery of Krishna's appearance. This is the topic for this year's presentation. According to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, if we know this mystery, we are free to go to the spiritual world. And this is a very special topic. I'm sure most of you can list at least 9 mysteries which are hidden in this amazing act of Krishna taking birth in this world. And I need to warn you that after this presentation, 3-part presentation in the retreat, the mystery will probably still remain the mystery. It's not, if you come out and say, oh, I understand Krishna's birth completely, then probably I haven't done my job properly, because it's still a mystery. No matter how much we study and try to penetrate this mystery. I want to share one little experience I had when we were studying Srimad Bhagavatam in the VAHE from Burjan Prabhu and Narayani Mataji. It was about 6 or 7 years ago. In every canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have a preface written by Srila Prabhupada, where Srila Prabhupada gives a blessing. I will read, this is just a few lines. Prabhupada says, the reading matter is so arranged in the Srimad Bhagavatam, with its original Sanskrit text, its English transliteration, synonyms, translation, and purport, so that one is sure to become a God-realized soul at the end of finishing the first 9 cantos. Hare Krishna. Who has finished reading the first 9 cantos? Who has read the first 9 cantos? Jai. So I guess... Are you a God-realized soul? I remember when we have gone through the first 9 cantos and entered the magical 10th canto, I was thinking before that it hasn't worked for me. Because I'm not God-realized after the first 9 cantos. So I thought, well, the 10th canto, I will probably, some classes I will attend, and some classes I will just skip and go traveling or something. But when the 10th canto started, beginning with Krishna's appearance, it turned out that Krishna actually is very attractive. And so actually I ended up attending all the classes in the 10th canto, and then 11th and 12th. So Bhagavatam is a school. Very often Prabhupada presents our movement. Srila Prabhupada presents our movement in 2 ways. One way, he presents our movement as the movement of Harinam Sankirtan. The other way, as Bhagavad Dharma, the school of Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is a school organized in a very systematic way. And we will touch upon this curriculum of Srimad Bhagavatam in the last 3 days of our seminar, with the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, Giriraj, my gurus. By your mercy, I hope we will be able to get a little deeper into the mystery of Krishna's appearance here. Hare Krishna.